Fred Film Radio.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori at What a Fest Film Festival, the newest film festival in New York City, hosted at IFC Independent Film Center. The movies selected in this unique festival are the most innovative that upend conventional limitations. For the opening night in this second edition, The Privd was selected, and today we are here with the director, Larry Fessenden. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Larry, and thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is exciting.
The Privd is a modern adaptation of the classic Frankenstein, but the movie deals with contemporary problems. Without giving away too much of the movie, can you tell us how you had the idea and how you work in creating the movie?
Well, I've always liked the Frankenstein story, both the movies and then eventually when you're a young fellow, you read the book, and it's always not quite as dramatic because it's not the monster with the flat head. So, these are the two things you deal with, and I grew up and I wanted to tell the movie from the monster's point of view and experience, like, what would it be like to wake up and to have these memories of your former life, but now you're a brain inside of a body that's been sewn together. So that's really how I came to the story. I've known all the movies that were made of Frankenstein over my entire life, so I wrote it very intuitively, and that's what came out. This is what we came out.
A very interesting aspect of the movie is that each character carries a different point of view and reflects different needs of the modern society. How did you come up with them?
Well, I started to think, like, who would actually make a monster in a lab? And then I thought, in a Brooklyn loft, mm-hmm. not in the actual medical world, but, and then I thought maybe that would be a soldier who was saving lives on the battlefield. And of course, when I wrote the story, we were in Iraq, we're still there, my God, 16 years, I think. So I really wanted to address the idea of war and what do we do with our soldiers when they come back. And if one of them was brilliant and could save soldiers in the field, what would he do when he came back and had all this regret that he couldn't save every life? So maybe he would try this experiment. You know, it was misguided, the wrong thing to do, but he would do it to do good, you see. So I always try to see every character, what is their motivation? And that makes the movie much more rich than just the cliches of a horror movie, you know.
One of the strongest aspects of The Privd is the acting. As an actor yourself, with many years of experience, can you talk about working with your cast?
Well, first of all, you have to make characters that they can understand the psychology, and that's very important to me, so that's in the writing period. But then when I work with actors, we always talk about what would motivate the character to behave like this. And then I really like a collaboration. You make the actor feel safe no matter what they're doing. And it's they know that I've acted, so we get to have an intimate experience and very trusting. And you let them improvise if they want to go off the script a little bit. And it's a period of discovery. I really enjoy. The actor is everything, even if you have a great Absolutely. Makeup and great monsters and a cool set, all of which matters, of course. But then in the end, it's about connecting to the character.
Absolutely. The special effects and the makeup are really impressive. Can you tell us more about it?
Well, I worked with my makeup artist who I've done maybe 12 movies. Yeah, and so Brian Spears and Peter Gerner, they're a team, and they've done all our low-budget movies. They've created for me zombies and fish monsters and lots of gore and vampires, and it was always, I would always say, we have to make a Frankenstein. So we, of course, didn't have very much money or very much time. After all this build-up, we finally had to make the movie quite quickly. Then we designed the scars, and we figured out how we could celebrate the original design, and we put certain scars that sort of remind you of Karloff's makeup, and he has an arm brace that's also a nod to Karloff. He has a white eye from Christopher Lee. So a lot of celebration of the original Frankenstein, but I didn't want to make him too extreme looking so that you have to lean in and think about the monster, about his psychology, as opposed to just that he's physically scary, and that was the idea.
Yeah. The movie is also an homage to your city. In particular, the real Brooklyn with its lots, places, and people. Can you talk about the idea to set the movie there?
I love making movies in New York City. It's where I grew up, and I think it's a great city. I love the streets and the way the lights affect the architecture. Gowanus is a very unusual part of New York. And then, of course, I take us across the bridge into Manhattan, and I treat Manhattan like a very rarefied, elite place, and they go to the museum. So that's the thing about New York. It has so many aspects. There's the highbrow and the museums, and then there's the lowbrow and the strip clubs. And I really love shooting here. Every time I shoot a movie, the location is one of the characters, whether I'm shooting in the city or, you know, in an unusual country like Iceland. I made a film in Iceland, and I always love the location. It's very important to me.
Yesterday there was the world premiere of the movie, which was sold out, and IFC added an extra show. Yeah. Congratulations. How was the reaction of the audience?
I think people were surprised that the movie is sad more than it is scary. And, you know, that's both going to be a good thing and maybe difficult for people to buy it because it's a horror movie. But most important is I liked how emotional people were. And that's really how I feel about the monster. I think the Frankenstein story has a great deal of sadness and pathos. So I'm okay with that is really the effect of the movie, even though I'd probably make more money if it was just scary.
But we appreciate the movie as it is. Yeah, so thank you so much. Thank you to Larry Fessenden for being with us today. Congratulations and good luck for the movie. I'm Samantha Sartori from What the Fest 2019 New York, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.